Why are you here? What is your purpose in this manifested universe? What is it that you are supposed to do, and what is the purpose of your existence? These are very common questions for each and every one of us. Now, what if I say your purpose, your fulfillment, everything that you are seeking is already within you, waiting to be discovered? In today's important video, we will dive deep into the nature of purpose and Swadharma as per Vedanta. And we will understand how we can discover our true purpose in this manifested world. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various spiritual teachings from ancient India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Now, this video is structured in three parts. The part one is about the searching, part two is about the understanding, and part three is about discovering. Now, in the first part, in the search, let us understand what a purpose is. A purpose is your place in this world. Every animal, every bird has its own place in this planet. Every star, every planet has a place of its own. But as human beings, we struggle to find our place in this world. Oftentimes, many people feel that what they are actually doing with their lives is not good enough, and they are supposed to be doing something much more profound and much more aligned with their own true self. We feel this because we do not understand who we are. And most of what modern world is teaching us is actually not right. Most of us decide what we are supposed to be doing in our lives based on what society asks from us, or based on what society has conditioned us to do. Oftentimes, we take decisions with respect to what we should do in life based on factors such as money or what other people think of us. But once we understand this reality holistically, and once we understand who we truly are in our essence, everything will make sense to us, and finding our purpose or finding our place in this world becomes a natural possibility. So, a purpose is basically something that all of us are seeking, whether it is consciously or unconsciously. And the understanding of Vedanta will help us to discover our true purpose. Now, part two is about the understanding. As per Vedanta, we know that everything in its essence is one, and there is one fundamental reality that we call the infinite consciousness or Brahman. The universe, the manifested world, everything is this fundamental reality. And each and every one of us are different manifestations and different expressions of that underlying reality or consciousness. Understanding this is the first step towards understanding our purpose. When we understand that we are all one in our essence and we are infinite in our essence, our craving and our need to become something to prove our worth will cease to be. We will understand that we are already full within and we are infinite within. So technically, nothing external can actually make us complete. Technically, no purpose can make us full or complete. Since we are this infinite consciousness, and since the entire universe is an appearance in this consciousness, once we begin to understand this more and more, our role in this manifested world, in this game of life, will begin to become more and more obvious to us. What we are supposed to do in this game and what we are supposed to do in this manifested world will become obvious to us because we will understand that everything is one in its essence. So all the comparison, all the competition, and all these conditioning will slowly fade away. And then once we understand that we are infinite in our essence, all the craving and all the scarcity and struggle fades away. With this understanding and with this being, when we look at this world, we will get a holistic picture of what this world is. And then what we are supposed to do to create the maximum impact for the maximum amount of people and the entire world around us will become obvious to us. We will not think about only our individual existence, but we will think about society and this world as a whole, because the understanding of Vedanta will change our worldview in that way. From this perspective, when we look at the world, based on where we are at, based on our skills, based on our capacity, and based on our nature, based on our prakriti, what we need to do in order to help this world will become a possibility. And money and the rewards will naturally take care of itself, because the world is designed in a way that as we add value to it, we receive value back. This is karma. What we give is what we get. So if we simply figure out how we can add value to society and this world, our existence will take care of itself. We need not worry about how we will survive in this world, because as we give, we get. With this, let us come to part three, that is the discovering. Now, one of the fascinating things that I have come to understand and discover as I began studying Vedanta and the nature of reality is that finding our purpose in this world is not about doing anything. It is not about working hard, or it is not about thinking about it a lot. It is more about letting go and simply being who we truly are. It is more about letting go than about actually doing and becoming something. The more we let go of our accumulations, of our unconscious conditioning, of the unconscious thought patterns, belief systems, etc., the more free we become, the more close to our true nature we become. And the more close to our true nature we become, the more powerful we become, and the more holistically we will begin to see the world. And as we begin to see and perceive this world in a holistic way, we will also find a place in this world. We will find a purpose or a calling through which we can live our lives by. So Swadharma or purpose is less about doing something, but it is more about being our own true self and letting go of all the accumulations. Once we are aware of our self, our skills, our strengths and weaknesses, and our nature, that is prakriti, we can understand and we can see how, as an individual being, we can add value to this world. And that will become a purpose for our life. And in our community, the Advaita Conscious Society, we follow a simple 5P formula to find our purpose. This is not the complete process by itself, but this is the starting point. The first P is personality. This is our prakriti or our nature. We need to understand who we are in our essence. We need to understand our deepest tendencies. Second, it is about passion. What are the things that we are passionate about? The third P is proficiency. What are the skills that we have and what are the things in which we are proficient in? And the fourth P is problem. What is the problem that is there in the world that we can solve? Right? Every business, every startup and every teacher starts with a problem and tries to solve it. This is the fourth P. And the fifth P is profit. If we solve for the first four P's, the fifth P will take care of itself. We will naturally be rewarded for what we do if we do it well. So this is the simple formula. Now you can keep this as a starting point, and in order to go ahead and in order to go deeper, begin with self-inquiry. Every day for 10 to 15 minutes, sit in a silent space, close your eyes and begin meditating. Begin breathing in and out consciously while witnessing your thoughts, emotions, belief systems and deeper conditioning. Begin to ask yourself, who am I or what am I beyond the body and beyond the mind? You will soon come to a understanding that you are not the body, and also cultivate conscious being or awareness. Throughout the day, be conscious as much as possible. Avoid unconscious negative thought patterns. Simply focus and try to be as conscious as possible. This is challenging at first. Even I struggle with this a lot. But as we practice this more and more, it is a possibility. Then remember, your purpose is not about you. It is about what you can do for this world. So think about this holistically. Because from the worldview of Vedanta, everything is one. What you are actually trying to do is not to find a purpose for yourself, but to find a role through which you can impact this world in the best way possible. And like I said before, if you add enough value to others, your life will take care of itself. Your existence need not be worried about if you follow the 5P framework and if you add value to this world. So this was about Swadharma or purpose. But remember, Sri Ramana Maharshi once said, our own self-realization is the greatest service that we can do for this society. Because once we reach that place, our existence itself becomes a gift to this world. Our being itself will become a gift to this world. So technically, not everyone needs something to do in this external world. Activity is not compulsory. But most of us, because we have rajasic nature inside of us, we feel like we need to be doing something in this world. So this video is for those of us who wish to do something in this world with the spiritual understanding of what this reality is. And like I said, Vedanta teaches us that our true purpose emerges or becomes available to us naturally once we begin to understand who we truly are in our essence. And if you want to pursue all this further, then check out our free masterclass, The Conscious Creation Paradigm. Here we cover the four pillars of Brahma, Karma, Dharma and Mama. And we also cover what Advaita Conscious Society is and how you can join us in our private community to pursue these teachings further.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.